Kiddushin Yerushalmi, Kos Fuente Kiddushin Bavli, Daf Ayin Aleph. We begin in the Yerushalmi on Daf Mem Beis Amud Beis, 7 lines up from the foot of the page, with the words Vatikach Ritzpa. Vatikach Ritzpa Basaya Esasak Vitato La Alatzor. It says there in Shmuel Beis in Perik Chof Aleph Pasuk Yud, Ritzpa the daughter of Aya took sackcloth and spread it for herself over the rock. Mao Alatzor, what does it mean over the rock? Because she would justify the divine judgment and say, the rock, perfect is his work, which is a pasuk in Dvarim Perek Lamed Beis, pasuk Dalet. Rabbi Abba Bar Zimna b'shem Rabbi Oishia, Godol hu Kiddush Hashem Michilul Hashem. Rabbi Abba Bar Zimna, quoting Rabbi Oishia, said, sanctifying Hashem's name, Kiddush Hashem, is greater than disgracing it, which is Chilul Hashem, meaning that if there's a situation that involves both of them, we don't stop the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem in order to prevent Chilul Hashem. B'chilul Hashem, k'sir, the pasuk says about Chilul Hashem in Dvarim in Perek Chof Aleph Pasuk Chof Gimel, Loi Solin Nivlosei Ala Eitz, his corpse shall not remain hanging overnight on the gallows. Over Kiddush Hashem, k'sir, and the pasuk says about Kiddush Hashem in Shmuel, Beis, in Perek Chof Aleph, in Pasuk Yud, Metchilas HaKitzir Ad Natach Mayim Aleim, from the beginning of the harvest until water fell on them, means on the corpses. Melamed Shayu Tluyim, Meshisha Asa Benisan, Achiva Asa Bemacheshvan, Vaya Oivim Vashavim Oimim, Machetoi Elu, Finishtanis Aleim Midasadin, Vaya Oimim, Ashe Pashtu, Yedeim, Begeirim, Guruim. Amu ma im elu shlo nisgayu l'shem shemayim ro heich tov ha-kodesh boruch es damam ha-mizgay l'shem shemayim alachas kam v'chama. That it teaches us that they were hanging from the 16th of Nisan until the 17th of Malcheshvan, and the passers-by would say, how these people sin that they receive such divine judgment despite the issa to leave a corpse overnight? And they answered they'd raised a hand against the converts. They said, if these Givonim didn't convert for the sake of heaven and Hashem brought justice for their blood, if one converted for the sake of Hashem, certainly Hashem will bring justice for his blood. How Begerim Nisgayu Bo'is Hashar, many people converted at that time, Hadar Dechziv, the Pasuk says in Divrei Yomim, Beis, in Perek Beis, in Psukim, Tezayin, and Yudzayin, Vayispa Shleimai, Kol Ha'anoshim HaGerim, Vayas, Mehem, Shivim Elef, Noiseh Sevel, Ushmoilin Elef, Chaytsev Bahar. Shlomo counted all of the converts, and he made 70,000 of them carriers and 80,000 of them stonecutters. Ravuna Omar, B'yamei Rav Elazar ben Azaria, Bikshu L'Karavam. Ravuna says in the days of Elazar ben Azaria, they wanted to bring the Givonim close and allow them to marry regular Jews. Riabo, Mepich L'Nasei, B'yamei Rav Elazar. Ravuna says, on the contrary, it was before his time, the time of Elazar ben Azaria, that they wanted to bring him close, but in fact, the Elazar ben Azaria prohibited it. Amu, Mimatai Chelko Shal Mizbech, Hada'ama Yoshu Rechakan. They said, we can permit our part, but who can permit the part of the Mizbeach, means that they were decreed to chop wood and draw water for both for us and for the Mizbeach. And this shows that Yeshua was the one who actually distanced them by decreeing an Issa to marry them and that they would be slaves. If it was David who distanced them, there should be no mention of the Mizbeach, as David only prohibited marrying them but didn't mention the Mizbeach. And the Gemara rejects that, and it says, Afilu Teiru Yehoshua Richakam, Klum Richakam Ela Psulei Mishpacha, In Teiru Shem Psulei Avdus, Me'ata Habal HaNesina Lo Yehela Knas, V'atanin En Habal HaNesina Yesha Knas. Even if it was Yeshua, did he distance them for anything else but marriage? If you said that they were asa to marry because of their status of slaves, if a man would have relations with a Nesina, there should be no penalty payment of 50 shekels for rape. But the Mishnah in Ksuba says there is a payment penalty of 50 shekel kesev for raping a Nesina. And Rav Elazar, Iruan Kanachash, Rav Elazar says they were cursed like the serpent, Shnei Magor, the Pasuk says in Yeshua, in Perek Tes, Pasuk Chof Gimel, Ve'ata Arum Atem, now you are cursed. Uksiv, and the Pasuk says there as well, in Pasuk Zayin, Vayeme ish yisal el achivi, v'chi chivi hayu, el asha'asu maseh chivi. The Pasuk says, the men of Yisrael said to the Chivites, now were they Chivites? They were not, they were Givonim. Rather, they acted like the chivi, like the serpent. Omar, because the serpent said, Yodeh ani shem HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I know that Hashem said in Bereishis, in Perek Beis, in Pasuk Yud Zayin, ki bayoyim achol chom emenu mois tamus, that on the day that you eat from the tree, you shall surely die. Ela hareini hoylech amir mebehen v'dan oichlin v'nen nashim v'ani yoyresh es ha'oretz la'atzmi. So I'm going to go and fool them into eating it, and they'll be punished, and I will inherit the world for myself. Kach asu elu, and so the Givonim did a similar thing. Amu Yoidemanu Shekodesh Baruch Hu Amar Yisrael, we know that Hashem told Yisrael in Dvarim in Perek Chof in Pasuk Yud Zayin, Yachorim Tachorimam Hachiti V'Amayri V'Apizi Kasheth Sivcha Hashem Aleikecha, you should complete destroy them, the Chiti, the Amayri and the Prizi, as Hashem your God commanded you. Uksivin is another Pasuk that says in Dvarim in Perek Zayin Pasuk Beis, Lo Tikaros Lahem Bris, you're not allowed to make a pact with them. We're going to go and fool them, and they're going to make a pact with us. And now, either way, manashach, ya'argu oisanu aval al ashur, yikaim oisanu aval al gezeira. If they kill us, they've broken their oath, and if they keep us, they've broken the decree. Benkach u'benkach hein ne'enoshim va'anu yoshim ha'aretz. Either way, they will be punished, and we will inherit the land. Rav Nachman bar Yaakov omar mekablen gerim min ha'koduyim u'min ha'tadmurim. Rav Nachman Yitzchak said, we accept converts from the Kaduyim and from the Tadmurim, and we're not concerned that they're mamzerim amongst them, from the men having relations with Jewish women. Rabbo b'shem Rabbi Yochanan masnisa amakein, and Rabbo, quoting Rabbi Yochanan, brought a proof from a Mishnah, shegeirei Tadmur kasherim, that he wanted to prove that the converts of Tadmur are kosher, d'tananin and taman, because we have a Mishnah over there that says, kol hakasamim haboim merekim tohirim hageirei Tadmur kasherim. All of the menstrual bloodstains that come from Rechem are pure, because they are certainly coming from Gentiles who do not have the tumor of Tumas Nida. And there's also no concern they might be Jewish, and this shows that converts from Tadmor are kosher.